Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
She was, you know, saying, you know, hey, I would tell myself, hey, be you more, be free. But then she started talking about, you know, the whole, hey, okay, and then people that those church folks, hey, you're going to have to not listen to them, because church folks, you can't try and make people, inform people, and shape people in the image and likeness of you. That ain't what it say. I said, ooh, that is what you said. That's what you, Miss Chi-Chi, can you confirm what I'm talking about?
I did say that.
Okay. You can't form and shape people in the image and likeness of you. That ain't what the book says. I said she is correct. That is not what the book says. Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, she was on. They was on it this morning. I'm telling you, it was on. Mr. Samuel has been on it this whole week with his guests that he's been having on. I'm telling you, you keep that up, Mr. Samuel. My goodness. Yeah, okay, good bunch of people. They've been around Antonio a lot. That's what it is. Grand Rising Law. Yes, I see you, sir. Come on. I see you.
Great Rising
Great advice. Yes. I think you haven't untwisted the locks just yet. Wait.
Yeah, you can see I got a little band going on, so it's almost time to take it out.
Is that you laying them edges? That's what Antonio asked.
That's
right.
It's so funny because someone's like, oh, I just thought that was just you being stylish. And I'm like, no, it's not. So thank you.
Antonio said he just got on his, is it called Unforgivable?
Sean John.
Unforgivable. Okay. He just put his smell good on.
Only
put his smell good on.
Only wear two. Sean John Unforgivable.
Sean John.
And Deanna just picked me up something that I actually like. It's called Ocean Spray or something like that.
Ocean Spray. It's called something else. He don't know what it is. It's ocean something. It's got ocean in it, but yeah, just yeah.
Ocean in it.
Good morning, good people. Glad to have everyone on.
And I got on Baby Fat with a PH. Okay, with a PH.
Come on, Law said he got on Baby Fat with the PH. Okay.
Good morning.
Okay, well,
good morning, my friends. Friday meetings I also look forward to because I get to pour out a whole lot because I can't talk to you again till Monday. I look forward to Monday meetings because I got 3 days to talk to you. It's my 3 days preparation. It's kind of like cheating. Yeah. 3 days I think about things and then I get to talk to you for an hour. First things first, Kathy Taylor. Where are you at? Kathy Elizabeth Cartwright. Yeah. All right. When she get here, y'all let me know. She on? Okay, she got a mic. She probably doing push-ups or jogging or something. You know how she is. Nah, so, yes, go ahead. She's coming on the mic over here.
Okay, then I need to... Because there was a thought that I had, Antonio, when it came to Kathy, because Kathy is now Zumba certified. She's, you know, posted her certificate and everything.
She's what certified?
Zumba certified. What? So I had a thought process when it came to ATS.
Say less.
Okay.
All right, Kathy. She with me anyway. Kathy, a couple of things.
I'm sorry, I was trying to switch from my phone to my computer.
Oh, I got you. We appreciate you. I know that y'all don't know, but Kathy has negotiated with me. She hit me on my hand and said, "You gonna let my daughters in ATS?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." You know, I said, "Yes, ma'am." Yes, ma'am, I have approved your demand for your daughters to roll with us. You know, she punked me too, y'all, but I ain't gonna, you know, I'm not gonna get sad about it. You know? She let me know who run this. And I said, "Yes, ma'am." So that, yeah. When she leave, I'll be talking again. Also, what's up with these Zumba classes? It sound like ATS got Zumba classes. Sound like I need to work out something with you, don't I? Yes, you can go into detail.
We have a lot of students. Miss Kathy is certified. And my thought process was, well, we have ATS TV. We have the Business University. We have the Bureau of Dominant Speakers. We have so much other things, but the one area we have yet to tap into is physical health.
Yeah.
So maybe
look at God.
So maybe...
I got it. Mute your mic. Kathy, I'll get with you today, sometime today or something, and we'll talk about how to put some ATS money in your pocket for all that damn dancing you do naturally. You understand? Look at it. Since you already like to gyrate, what my grandmother used to say, all that, you gyrate. Since you already like to gyrate, and show off for them girls. That's what she'd tell me. You got that jacket. You'll get out there and get sick, boy. Button that jacket up. Button that jacket up. Going out there, it's cold with your chest out. That's what she tell me. That's what she tell me. So since you already doing it, Kathy, we're going to go ahead and get you paid for it. You don't mind. Yes. We're going to go ahead and get you paid for it. Need our Zumba instructor. Listen, let me tell you. Nah, I better be your first client because
we all going to have
July 20th. You understand? Come July 20th, I need a six pack. You understand? I need a whole six pack. July 20th. Well, hey, I'm just, you going to give me a, somebody going to give me a six pack.
What type of beer you drink?
I don't drink no more. I stopped it.
Six pack. Gave me six pack.
Oh, okay. Six pack. Yeah. I stopped drinking the beer. Gave me a gut. Yeah. As soon as I get my six pack, though, I'm going back to it. Oh, as soon as I get mine, I'm going to act like Grace. I'm going to work out just so I can eat what the hell I want. I'm going to triple fudge, triple caramel, triple whipped cream brownie.
Come on.
Yeah, on top of a...
Don't mess with the beer. Beer is like bread. If you want to stay sexy, stay away from it. It's yeast.
Okay. Yeah. You're so right. Well, I let it go. I drink these now. I actually, when y'all saw me pick these up, this actually replaced beer for me.
How does that taste? My neighbor tried to give me, I thought that was water.
It is water. It's fantastic. It's carbonated water. It's the strongest out there. It's it don't even lose. I opened this hours ago. Heard that? It still sounded like Coke in it. Yeah. It's strong. It's strong. Because I realized I like the beer just for that carbonation. You know, just that carbonation. And I didn't want soda. And so this actually replaced beer for me. That's a replaced beer for me. So there you go. Now, Deanna. No, back to Kathy. I was coming to Kathy regardless of the singing. So Kathy, me and you talked yesterday. That stuff that I told you I was going to do for yesterday, that's what we do. Plus, yes, ma'am, your daughters. Is Kathy into you?
No.
Kathy on the Monica. All right. Where's Monica, you there?
Of course I'm here.
Outstanding. Get with Kathy later and just, you know, you just coordinate with her and then enroll her daughters and go ahead and put them, you know, like give her the Kathy treatment. Let them know that Kathy has already paid for it. You understand? Okay, you got me, Monica? Yes. Let them know Kathy has already paid for it. And they can get on the live calls too, should they choose to do so.
Perfect.
My baby girl is on already. She don't want to show her face. Qui. That's my baby girl.
Where's she at?
She don't want to show her face.
Oh, there she go. Oh, there it is. She don't want to show her face. We be seeing the pictures on the gram.
Good morning, everybody.
Anyway. Good morning. Oh Lord, she lively like her mama. Good stuff. And just, and Chiquita, just so you know, this shirt is pink. Nah.
It's salmon.
Yeah, I don't know all them colors. This is pink. You understand? The it's pink. The L on Levon Square is pink. My guns is pink. You understand? All that stuff. I don't know these colors. I know five colors. Five colors. All right, this wall is red and orange. Red and orange. There you go. I know five colors. I ain't got time for that. I know five colors. That's it. Maybe six. I don't know them other colors like y'all, okay? But I take the trash out on time. I don't leave dishes in the sink, and my feet don't stink, okay? Yeah, my feet don't stink. So there you go. Yeah. You want to tell them how I had to hook you? You want to tell them I hooked you up?
Okay.
So when Antonio says he doesn't know pastels, we 100% don't believe him. Because Wednesday, I know how to put makeup on, but I don't know how to put makeup on because I don't do makeup. And he asked me, he said, well, do you want me to fix your eyeshadow? I was like, Well, I mean, you know, if you want to, is that this? Because women, y'all know what I'm talking about. Right under here, it's like a little dark. So when I put, I always have a tendency to go with dark colors for my eyeshadow as my base. So I had dark eyeshadow on, which made me look like I was walking around here looking like a raccoon because I had the dark under here, then all this was dark.
Well, I didn't say all that.
No, you didn't say all that. That's what I said. And when he did my eyeshadow, I went back and I looked and I was like, oh, so that's what we're doing? Because he knows how to do it because he knows how to use pastels, like the pastel paintings and all of that. So when he say he only know five colors, we sitting here like, we don't believe you. Because if you knew, I opened up my eyeshadow. He said, okay, I already know what I need. He started off with a base color. How you know all that and you don't know pastel? You don't.
You mute your mic. No. I don't know colors. When I was I can draw very, very well, and I paint. I used to have an extraordinary gift as a kid. It skipped over to my children. I stopped using it. At least my boys are old enough that they draw very well. They draw very well. And I've been pastel painting or pastel drawing, depends on however you want to say it, since the third grade. So makeup is simply pastel and you're the canvas. So I can arch eyebrows because I know how to draw, and I can do makeup because it's pastel. That's all it is. Yes,
it's
I do
all right.
My favorite...
You're among friends. You can tell us that you use eyeshadow and eye makeup. It's all right.
Well, you know that
Jerry
too,
used
and
to
I,
do
you know,
makeup in high school.
I took theater too.
I know how to do makeup.
And then, did y'all see Law on his catwalk? I need to. Law, you need to teach me, sir. So I want to get out there. Yes. Yeah, the women walk. They shouldn't even been in the video. They shouldn't even been in the video. They should just let Law do it all. That's all right, though. Anywho, let me see. My cousin, Flip. Okay, cool, already. So I got some, me and Ashley was discussing some stuff last night on some new equipment she just turned me on to. I was checking it out. Now, so we got her straight. Monica, make sure, don't even enroll them in the current software. It's not even worth it. Just have them on the live classes. Just have it to where when we do the major upgrades, then put everybody there, which brings me to Christine and the rest of y'all. Okay. In about 30-ish days, I will be moving y'all to a new success system. Okay. That is exactly what you desire it to be, all sorts of upgrades. Here's my goal that I want Jerry to be able to sit back, look at his team of 1,200, click on one of their faces, and Jerry sees name, email, or phone number, so Jerry can establish a relationship with someone in Wyoming who has just brought in their first person, and Jerry wants to congratulate them. That's what I'm saying? This is 2021 is the year of scaling. And it's not just ATS scaling, it is also Vanessa scaling. Y'all understand me? This is what this is about. Okay, cool. So that's the second thing on my agenda. So just be ready. Christine got like 15,000 of them. Be ready for that. Also, next on my agenda is Christine herself. Christine needs to get with either you or Monica Grace or both at the same time. She needs some training. That's all I'm going to say about that. Monica knows what I'm talking about. Okay?
I got it. Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. We're going to elevate Christine a little bit for all her hard work. And y'all unmute your mics and clap for her, please. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
Christine.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to make sure that she has an opportunity to do some opportunities. Okay. Outstanding. Phil and Susan, y'all need to. So now we're on to the CRM. I got your feedback, Jerry. I haven't hooked anything up to leads right now, but I got you. Once we start all that, y'all supposed to be getting familiar with it. But Phil and Susan, as promised, you, your wife, and Pam Norris, that CRM is your CRM, as promised. Okay? So go in there and play with it, because that's how you will be running your thingamabobbies. All right? Whatever you want to do, that's what it will look like and do. And sometime later today, Grace got it written on the board, you and Susan will have admin privileges. So you'll be able to have, you'll be super users. You can run your clients, bureau, whatever you want to do that is yours as promised. Go ahead, Phil. Go ahead. You're more than welcome.
Well, I didn't even know I had a thingamabobby.
No doubt. And then very, very soon, I will. Yes, I saw your email, Ashley. We're definitely going to talk. I saw your email. Unless you want to do it now, it'd be good training practice for them. But if not, we'll me and you will catch up. Let's see if we can catch up with Ashley today, unless you want to go ahead and out there and just say, you know, some stuff on here right now. But yes, that is you all's. You was on the board, right? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and then Pam Norris, too. I made my promises. I keep all my promises. That's one of them. The people like Phil and Susan, what is mine is theirs, and you have all of that. That's yours. That means log yourself in and play with it, because as an admin, you will be able to see when people log in. And how, you know, and their last login. This is how I know y'all will be logging in and stuff like that. And I saw when Jerry logged in. But all of it will be hooked up to our leads, everything, and most of your communication will come from there. Please believe that. Uh-oh. Yes.
The man from yesterday has logged in.
Who's that?
Daoud.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I heard about Daoud. Put that spell on y'all yesterday. Yeah, with his fine self. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, y'all better thank Law for Daoud being here with his little fine self. Now, where is Law? Did his phone disconnect?
He's not on
anymore. Oh, okay, he's on the subway. He'll come back here in a little bit. Now, so I covered the CRM. I covered the... Let's go back to the success software. Your software is now called Success Software. That has been coined by Deanna. She typically comes up with fantastic things like that. And you should be expecting a major overhaul very shortly. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? A major overhaul shortly. I would say March 1st. I like doing stuff like that. I'll just tell you March 1st. So if I come out with it tomorrow, it's cool. I like to over promise, no, under promise and over deliver. So March 1st is what I'm gonna tell you, right? March 1st. So I'm gonna tell you that is my goal. There is I have two main agendas there, Jerry. It's two. I want it to be more sales funnel-y. Okay, that means that I want you to be able to throw your link out there, not just independently. Basically, I'm just going to invent a new way to do an old thing. It'll happen when it happens. You'll see. It's if I explain it now, no one's going to be. You have no concept of what I did because it doesn't exist. But just know I'm doing something that doesn't exist. That's agenda number one, is to make sure that can happen, but it's too much to explain without you having a basic concept of what I literally just admitted. Secondly, I wanted to make sure that as we scale, you have a sense of ownership with your success team. You understand what I'm saying? Like I didn't want to just, and this is powerful, what I'm about to say. Anybody who gets it, gets it. I didn't just want to share 50% of the revenue, Jerry. I also wanted to share 50% of the data. You just got to get it to get it. No, nobody shares data. Nobody shares data. Okay, nobody
Antonio?
Shares data. Yes, sir.
To point out how valuable data is, everything is free on Google because they get paid based on their data.
That's it. There you go. You can't get a better example than that. So I wanted to make sure that as Tanya, trust me and the team and builds her own team, that she is not just rewarded with income, but she is rewarded with the data that her team has produced. Okay. You understand? Now, you won't get all the data because I don't want to go to jail. Right. But you will get, you know, what is common, like name, number, email, so you can establish relationship. How does that make sense? You have someone like Phil. Phil is going to know what to do with his data. Phil will have everybody take the Marcus Buckingham challenge with his data. And all of them go get a consultation with Phil. Phil knows what to do. When you know what to do with data, you can never have an economic disruption with data.
Since you brought up the Marcus Buckingham challenge, I couldn't help myself. One of the benefits of you offering it to people, and I said this, I think, last night at some point. How many of you took the Marcus Buckingham assessment and it made you feel good? Every one of you. Every one of you. So one of the benefits of telling people, say, hey, I'm going to give you an assessment. And I know one thing for sure. When you take it and read what it says, you'll feel better. And God knows we all need to feel better during these times.
Amen. I find no fault with that.
Question.
No fault with that. Yes, ma'am.
Is that still free? I think I sent like two people to it and they sent me the message and said that it wasn't free. Do we know or no?
Well, this is the first I've heard of it, so I'll check it out.
Yeah, we'll check it out today and let you know. So let me just say this to all of you as a side note to that, though. If it's not, I'm going to totally act like Antonio now. If it's not free, it's still worth it. Let me just tell y'all, okay? Just
yeah, it's 15. It was 15 bucks.
Yeah. Just,
so it's similar to what? When is
no? That sounds like right because that's what I said, but I was checking.
Yeah, when is the promotion over for this? On the 24th.
It's 24th. 24th.
Yeah. So that's it. We're not going to be free after that, but we're still going to be worth it.
Well, if you can just go ahead and log this time down so I can take the little sound bite he just did and run that as a commercial. Yeah, 8:23 a.m. Won't make that a sound bite. Absolutely. So that's that on the agenda. Deanna, storage. You have to... I need an account over there so I can start paying for all this storage. That means a few things. Y'all ready? Okay. It means that y'all should be in tune with a lot of upgrades, vibing. I'm gonna say nothing else. But I gave you vibing up front. But you should know on the slick side that I'm up to something. I don't know. Y'all should know enough about me by now that I'm up to something. I'm always up to something. Okay? If it look like it is, it ain't, and it is. All at the same time. You understand? All of it. And I know ain't a word. Well, you know, I think they actually made it a word. But this is a colloquialism. You can allow that from me, you know. So it's all right. You should know that Vibin is getting ready to look a lot like, well, to yes. So just know, and when I just told Deanna, hey, create me an account so I can get all that storage, what does that mean? You might see if you can tell me what that means. See if you got
video
some.
Is coming in.
Ah, there you go. There you go. There you go. So you got all the video, live video, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, plus more. Plus more. Y'all understand? For me, 2021 serves two purposes, scaling up and monetizing more. Okay? Scaling. If this is your first time at this meeting, I'm sorry. If this is your first time here, this is the ATS private meeting in which we just literally, this was all private, but we opened up to the public. So you can see how we just keep dominating even in the middle of a pandemic, economic disruption. And you can take all these ideas and steal them back. Go ahead, Phil.
I just got on MarcusBuckingham.com and it says the gift of standout. It comes out. So, and it says, please share this gift with those you care about. So just got on.
So, it's free. Still free. Still free.
Thank
if
you.
If you are, no doubt. So I'm going to address that. Deanna, what I just said was 2021 is a year of scaling up and monetizing. Even more. Monetizing even more. Monetizing even more. There you go. That's 2021. You all should be there's so much that I'm doing. I'm just trying to give out too many secrets, but I will. Hustler always making moves. I don't know no other way. What are we referring to? Vibin. If you're not on Vibin, you should be. Here is Vibin. Vibin is my version of Facebook. So I'm a programmer, y'all, if you don't know this. Vibin, I took Facebook and LinkedIn. You know what? God dog it, I'll show you. I took three things and made them something. First off, don't build something that your people don't want to get. You know what I'm saying? Secondly, don't build something that isn't cool. So here's Vibin. It is a social media that's not available to the public. It's available to ATS. Ain't nobody worried about them right now. Now, you can invite your friends. I have no problem with that. You know, anybody you know. So it could be fun for you. But it is Facebook, I suppose, with 100% organic reach. Man, what is taking all my resources? All right, so it's not. Oh, let me stop this. So my resources. Is that on Safari? I am not. Now it's Google Chrome. Yeah, but... Let's see real quick. Hold on. See if I can get it to start moving. Anywho, it is Facebook with 100% organic reach. That means every time you post, you reach 100% of your audience. Because what am I doing? I'm sharing 50% of my wealth. I'm trying to make it work for y'all, okay? You get 100% of your audience. I took what is Facebook. What is LinkedIn? What is Facebook? What is LinkedIn, right? Oh, hey, happy birthday, Thelma. What is Facebook? What is LinkedIn? Oh, look, there you go. And so you got Facebook, got LinkedIn. Here's a marketplace down here. Groups, marketplace, you can sell your stuff, right? This was us just dominating. But I took, so that's, there goes LinkedIn. That's LinkedIn-ish. Yeah, there's LinkedIn-ish for you, okay? Shout out to Christine who took advantage of that. She's a smart woman. And Samuel, look at that. Look at that. Not just that, though. Because you're going to see a people. Don't worry about this right now. Don't worry about this right now. Okay? That's that stuff that you don't even know about. And this looks like Quora, doesn't it? Yeah. Or Reddit. Mm-hmm. Anywho,
Yeah, I just got to catch it later. You know, you got to catch it later. All right, you know, I had to catch it on SportsCenter, man, because you know what I'm saying? Because the live, y'all keep missing the calls on the live play. Catch it on the replay, you know, when they talking about it. So I ain't catching on that. Basically, it's our social media. It's called Vibing. It would be one of the coolest things out. There's no doubt about that. I'm not worried about that. But I could make it an app launch right now. If I tell the world 100% organic reach, that doesn't sell your information, that doesn't use facial recognition because we ain't selling your information whatsoever, and that you can monetize your audience and sell them exclusive content. If I tell the world that, make it an app, get some of my famous, all I need is one of my famous friends to get on it. It'll take off on its own. Especially if I keep it invite only the way I do everything else around here, okay? The reason I'm not doing that is because only person gonna get rich in that process is me. And, you know, some Phil and Susans and stuff. There's not enough people, right? You understand? So the reason I'm not doing that is because the goal is to make people have to go to, what's Kathy? Queef. Make people have to go to through Queef just to get to it. Now, Queen gets the growth. You understand? She gets the growth. And what's your other daughter name, Kathy?
I think she
owns. She Queen on?
No, I'm talking
about the other daughter. On? Oh, we got both of them on. Hey, all right. Yeah, Kathy demanded that y'all was going to be on. She told me, you better take care of my daughter. Oh. Anyway.
Can y'all do we call her Yaya?
Yaya? All right. Well, Miss Yaya and Queen, we want to make sure that people got to go through you. So as you build a relationship with Sam or you put them on your success team, you can right, establish that, monetize that, or they can help make money here with that. So that's why it's through the website only. After we get to a number that I've already predetermined, then I'll open it up to the public. I'm just not telling you what that number is. But it could be kind of, you know, you kind of have an idea of the number because 760 days gets to 7 million people, and that's phase one for me. Okay, I've got to tie them to the company growth. But not just that, my friends. Oh, go ahead, Kathy.
I got a niece on here.
That's a niece. You got a niece on there? That's your niece? Okay, good. What's happening?
Jay Yama, right?
That's a niece. Okay. I didn't see. I got to scroll across. Oh, Jay Yama, right. Okay, I see you. All right, then. All right. Now, I'm done.
You broke.
I'm done.
You're fine. You broke.
I'm done. I'll do it one more time.
We got music. This
I don't know what you're talking about. I guess you'll find out at Mexit. I guess you'll have to find out.
He's like, y'all better not tell anybody about that. Y'all better keep that quiet. I knew he'd break.
Okay.
So they don't know nothing about it, though. They don't know nothing about it. They don't know nothing about it. Can't get to it. Okay, good. Can't get to it. Don't know nothing about it. Look at that. Huh. Interesting. I guess you better be at Mexit, huh? Tell them about Mexit, Grace.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who were at the Dominate conference and you was like, man, that was everything. Y'all ain't seen that yet. Y'all have not seen anything yet. While the Dominate conference was dominating, yes, this Mexit conference, y'all know Antonio doesn't do everything the same. No, it will be a lot of steps up, a lot of steps up from this Dominate conference. And early bird prices are still here until March 31st, I believe. Y'all know if you blink your eyes, March 31st will be here. Don't wait. Don't wait till March 31st to get your tickets. $45 for this type of conference that's happening with millionaires, billionaires, everything, okay? Plus members of our own family here will be on speaking as well. You don't want to miss this. And bring some people with you. Hey, either gift it to them or tell them, hey, you got $45. Come on, you know you spend that on food. Let's go. Come to this conference and get your life changed, all right? It's $45, y'all. Please don't wait. I'm gonna just read what I put in here. The early bird ticket price for our Mexit middle class exit conference is available. Confirm your participation by taking advantage of the current offer. Don't get caught paying more when you can save more. Tickets are only $45 for a limited time. Secure your space today. If you have not got your ticket, I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? Me and Chris, you know how your parents, when they tell you stuff, and you be like, you be like, oh, okay. They be like, all right, okay. When Antonio says, you grown, though, that's what that means. All right, I'm done.
If I were you, I would find myself to the Mexican conference to see all these new things that are happening around her. You understand? Because we not just helping y'all make money, or we not just creating 100,000 millionaires. We are inventing the new TikToks.
For those of y'all who've ever seen the Apple conferences and the Facebook conferences, when they come out with new stuff, you be like, oh, especially Apple, when they come out with new products, you be like, oh my God. Okay, you want to be at Mexit.
Candid is just one of the new things that is already done. You understand? We'll see you in May so you can find out all about it. You understand? Did I make myself clear?
Mm-hmm.
Did I make myself clear? What's the queen saying? We got music! All I can tell you is, my. Anywho, on my agenda as we keep on going. Yes, ma'am? Oh, okay. On my agenda. Chris, is he there?
Yes.
All right, then. So I know we are at your service with the things that you're talking about doing when you get in here. Also on my agenda is Dreamers. On my agenda is Dreamers. So can you make sure that I'm going to ask you about that? I want to try to do one of them joints a day or something like it. But let's do your agenda first. But every day I'm going to ask you about Dreamers. Okay.
That's actually part of it.
Cool. No worries. So we're gonna follow your lead, and then just know it's literally like. Look, I'm not joking. I'm like, hold on. It's on my list right here. Dreamers, Chris, Diana, 25. Right, Create me an account. I'm literally going through my notes. Okay. So every day I'm gonna ask you about Dreamers, and we're gonna go. Dreamers is a new series that Chris, myself, are co-directing and producing. Soul Productions in the house. Yes. I've lent over some creativity, a lot of creativity to Chris, and Chris is producing and even directing a show with me. How cool is that? Shout out to you, Chris. And then I told him, you better make sure you take all the credit you can and let them know in Huntsville you shooting original series for millionaires. Chris, is you going to let them know or you going to be
That's humble? Right. Let them know.
You're damn right.
No, that's right. Don't be humble. Can you write down, I believe that's Corinne, who maybe just got her ticket. Can we unmute our mics and clap for Corinne, who just got her next ticket?
Get it,
Corinne. Yeah, Corinne just got her ticket. So there you go. We're happy about you. We will see you at Mexit, our developers conference. It's a developers conference that is also like the Dominate conference. You just have to be there to see that. Just know that those who are at the Mexit conference will have a week head start. That's all I can tell you. You are grown. Where's the week head start, Antonio? It's for Rakeza only. I guess y'all gonna find out.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Guess y'all gonna find out. Anywho, let's keep on going down my list until I get to one of the main points. Grace, I've been meaning to tell you for 2 weeks. It's been on my list for 2 weeks. You're doing a good job with the happiness calls. Oh. Yes, yes. We appreciate you. You have. You've done a good job with the happiness calls. And one of y'all, who called, who I sent Ashley to? And one of y'all did a good job with Ashley. I
think it was Ashley Monica. Washington? I sent Ashley.
Yes.
Yeah. She's been a member. She's the member Damali. You remember Damali. She's on. She's Damali's best friend.
Oh, okay. So that's Damali's best friend. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, somebody did a good job with it, is what I said.
So what I did, I spoke with her, and when I saw she was a member, I said, well, okay, well, who referred you? And she told me, Damali. Oh, Gigi Mom, you know what? You have your success team leader. Her name is Monica. Let me three with her on the call. And that's what I did. Yeah.
Well, good then. Good. Oh, she returned from Africa yesterday. Good stuff. Well, y'all did a good job with Ashley. Okay. I'm well pleased at how you all have indoctrinated her into ATS. So shout out to all of you. She even sent the email, put our cards on the table is what I saw.
That was a great email, by the way, because I read that. That was great, Ashley.
You read it? Yeah. So me and Deanna will talk about it later today. There you go. Now, Queen said, I love Head Start. Girl, it's a good Head Start, too. Let me tell you, I ain't playing no games at all. Let's keep on going down real quick to get all this stuff out the way. Now I can finally erase that, Grace. Monica and Grace still owe me a presentation. I ain't erasing that yet. Y'all just ain't had a chance to give it to me yet. That's all right. Saturday's class, Phil and Susan, new class. Yes, new class coming up. Full support for everything. Is there an opportunity to find a date yet? Not a date, a start date and a time.
Yeah, we're working on that. We'd like to hear some feedback from people. Is Saturday a good day? I think Friday nights, it's available. I look at our schedule, but we picked Saturday because it was wide open. And if somebody could tell us what times they would, you know, give us three times they would think first, second, and third choice.
Either Friday evening, Eastern time, or Saturdays. I don't know, Antonio, if those are okay for you.
Oh, you talking to the audience. So audience, friends of ours, yes. Friday
Saturday
evening
morning,
Saturday morning,
9 o'clock. Saturday morning, 9 o'clock.
All right, well, that's Saturday morning. She said 9 o'clock, so that meant since he's in Central Texas, we're going to assume she meant 10 Eastern. All right. Who else? Come on. What would be a good day for a live class? Well, let me give him some information. Phil, can you give some information about the class? And then that'll help them.
The book is called Time Collapsers, and I don't have it waiting. I might have it near here. I'm working on my piles, but it's it's a combination of
Deanna, turn off your thing.
There it is. Deanna, have you had a chance to look at the book?
Here it is. No, it sir. Is. I'm finishing the 10X rule right now, and then I will be on the two time collapse.
Yeah, it's a combination of Robert Kiyosaki, A Course of Miracles, and Think and Grow Rich, and The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. It's taken everything that we're talking about, literally put it in one place, and he's got a process there to help us have time literally collapse, that by following this process, you get more done in less time.
Ain't nothing wrong with that for sure.
Yeah, anybody else has read it or been exposed to it that can chime in and give us what they think of it?
I never read it, never heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm just into it, but it's really cool. It's everything you just described, basically. He teaches taking the process of and just collapsing everything down so it happens faster, basically. It's a really neat idea.
Hey, Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
It's Vanessa. I just wanted to add to, in one of my courses that I plan on teaching, managing your time does allow you to have time to do more things.
And
it's a matter of setting up a system and organizing your life from the space which you live in, like your home, your children, when you cook dinner. It's those types of organizational skills that sheds light on that kind of, you know.
Yeah. Well, time really
is an illusion.
Time really is an illusion. It really doesn't exist. If you were in space, would there be time? Because time is based on the rotation of the Earth and the Earth revolving around the sun. So if you're in space, there's no rotation and there's no revolution. And I had somebody explain it to me the other day that I thought just made so much sense. When you're 2 year old, time is like driving 2 miles an hour. When you're 20 years old, time is like driving 20 miles an hour. When you're 69 and a half years old, time is like driving 69 and a half miles an hour. And I think that's a good way to explain how we process time.
Yeah, yeah. Time is most certainly an illusion. But we talked about that here before, without a doubt. But let me throw a bunch of stuff out here real quick. I sent a bunch of stuff in chat. We're getting some really good feedback so y'all will be able to feel through to be able to make us informed decisions sometime after all this data comes at them. Who, besides Charmone, who all has a religious service on Saturday mornings? Right. About. Okay. No, you. Anybody else? Religious service on Saturday morning?
I do. It's called day job.
Day job. Yes. That is. You serve the Lord your God, T-Mobile. Yes.
Hey. Wait. Someone's still having religious meetings? Where? I wouldn't like to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. On Saturdays. There's no doubt. No doubt. Even ours is on Saturdays. Even ours is on Saturdays. So let's see. So we got Charmone. Vanessa, would you say something? Oh, you got yourself muted.
I do have a commitment on Saturdays, but I can sort of maybe do one Saturday, then chime in to Fields on another Saturday.
We're just talking about the time collapsing training.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're
just talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, ma'am. And of course, we're not looking for 100%, y'all. Some of you just have to catch on the replay. This is what it is. Some of you have to catch on the replay. Grace, why don't you scroll down that chat for me and find some of these? You got a whole bunch of stuff that came. You got Saturday 2, I saw. It was a bunch of stuff that I saw. Samuel, while she's doing that, are you telling me that your meet and greet once a month is on a Saturday, you and Tanya? You got yourself muted.
Samuel, it was every Saturday, but I decided to move it to once a month now because a lot of people have a lot of stuff to do on Saturdays. And the way that I see for future how we will build, that won't allow people. The meet and greet is like, what's their vision? What's their purpose? What's their goal? Mm-hmm. And how we can help them with ATS. As we're over here in this community, even though we're still part of y'all, period. But so they may see somebody in the store or something and know, oh, that's my colleague, whatever. So they know who's who.
No doubt. Okay, good. All y'all data is actually giving me a good idea. I haven't said that yet. I like to let information just come. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Grace. Tell me all that stuff is in ringing in my ears.
Okay. Yasmin suggested Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Daoud suggested Saturday at 10 a.m. Central, which is 11 a.m. Eastern. LaVon suggested Saturday at 1, which is 2 p.m. Eastern. I think I saw somebody suggest, somebody said Sunday with a question mark.
That was Corinne, I believe.
Yeah, I believe it was Corinne. And that's all.
All right, I'm thinking, is this an every Saturday opportunity? This is every Saturday opportunity. And Phil, how, before you say what you're going to say, how, what's the, well, we know the structure of the class is because we know enough about you, but what is the, we're looking at an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, I like it. I like an hour. I just like think, you can only endure as much as that can absorb. And maybe Friday night. Facts. I didn't know Friday night might be an option for some people.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? I have it. Well, let me get what you were going to say first, and then I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking move Let's Talk Tuesday and put the class there. That's what I'm thinking. Everyone seems to be available at that time. Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, right?
And then that rolls right in. Somebody giving a 25-minute presentation.
That's right. That's right. Mm. So as long as you're okay with an hour. We can even start at 5:30 and get it, you know.
Yeah, I like that idea. To Coach Chiquita, yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah, okay. Chiquita says she likes it. All right, so let's do Tuesday, 5:30 to 7. 6:55, right? And that, it probably won't take all that, but you know, you got the whole meet and greet thing, right? Exactly. So let's do Tuesdays 5:30. That's Central Standard Time. We're talking about everybody,
right?
Yeah. See, look, everybody's saying sounds good, like that idea. So there you go.
See, that's why you're our fearless leader.
Thank you. Yeah, I like it because I'm looking forward to being a student. I've never heard of, I have a good idea what time class is, but I never heard of the book. But just a description with all three of those influential ideologies merged into one thing. I like that. That's right on time for me. And it sounds like that this is going to be continuous, not just even when the book ends, you just start over. This is something that has limited application here. Absolutely. Yeah, I like it. Tuesday 5:30. You got that now?
Yeah, and while we got everybody giving us feedback, would you want to start this Tuesday, or do you need a little bit more time to get the book?
That's a good question. I can tell you, Deanna bought the book for all of us. I know that for sure.
Okay, so you guys just
Jerry has his book. Yeah, Monica. Oh, yeah. John bought the book for the whole everybody. And so let's do it this way. Who got it? Chiquita just got it. Just order her book. All right, good. What's today? Friday. Amazon's pretty good. Shucks, you got enough to have a solid conversation, Phil.
All right, enough. Let's do it this Tuesday.
All right, this Tuesday, 5:30. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Susan, unmute yourself.
That's good. I like it.
Phew. Thought I got in trouble.
That's for both of us.
Trouble a lot.
I was born in trouble.
Yeah, they had to get adopted like me. He's boy, so he's a bunch of trouble. Good stuff. Yes, go ahead, please.
This author, O'Keefe, he is the father of 7 children. So he knows something about time management, I'm sure.
I just had a quick question for Mr. Phil and Ms. Susan. When we start Tuesday, are we doing like 2 chapters at a time or 1 chapter at a time? So that way for those who have the books, we can already have started reading and have the chapters ready.
Well, let's start off with 1 chapter at a time.
works for me. Thank
Remember, you. I was in the 10% of the class that made the top 90% possible. So I graduated with a 1.3 acume. I only needed 1 point to get out. I overachieved by 0.3 of a percentage point. Thank God for choir.
Now I have one request, and it's fantastic. It's a super duper win request. It's awesome. It really is. It's awesome. If I say so myself, Deanna, I want. In fact, it's not even a request. It's a do this. I want you every week. So every Tuesday, that clip goes to the writing team every Tuesday. Ah, okay. Every Tuesday. And then get sent to Phil and Susan. You understand?
All right now. Come on.
There you go. So, whatever you do with it is on you. But I know you go have it. You understand? You go have
it. Well, just off the top of my head, after we look at it, make it available to the students.
There you go. Fantastic. And that's be a whole segment section going on there. Yes, I like it. I love it a lot. So there we go. We got that down. All right. Every Tuesday, because she. So now what I kind of done is basically I got Deanna. So I've got it's Ibrahim over it, and I got Deanna over that. So it's fantastic. There's a good system happening to where it's moving seamlessly. To benefit for everyone. Ashley says she has her book, or we have our book, so that's good. All right, so we got enough to have a good, solid conversation. I would tell you all this, as I have done this for quite some time, the more you read, the better the conversations will be. I will tell you that. If you read, then the better the conversation will be. Now, Phil has enough skill to facilitate, so if you don't read, if you play hooky and don't read when they got busy, you'll still be able to participate in the conversation. But trust me, reading will make this a lot better for all of you. And I'm looking forward to doing a lot of stuff. Just one of hers. Good job. And then someone else has got their ticket too. Prophet Jerry just got his Mexican conference ticket. Repost that link out there to get that. Come on, Sammy. Let me hear from you. This is the last thing we're doing for the day because I don't want to overstep this.
Okay. Being that you've been around Joel Osteen and your theology and stuff, right?
Right.
I'm trying to word this correctly without letting me get
just,
in the way.
You're all right. You can just word it. It's all good.
So these religious mindsets with, if you follow obedience, because I didn't have somebody send me that this morning. If you follow obedience, the money will follow you. But something I said this week, I said, okay, I get that. But David still got blessed, even though he was a whore and killed somebody's husband, you know. And then you have people taking their armor, like trying to be like Saul and slap it on David to go kill Goliath. God gave somebody their own purpose to kill stuff in their life. Stop trying to slap afterbirth on folks. So instead of looking at it like, the books that T.D. Jakes wrote, Joel Osteen, Noel Jones, Paula White, Joyce Myers, they all was under somebody. Why do they try to put a chokehold on their people and look at, and I know what some of them looking at it like, oh, they paying for these classes. They could be given to the church. But if they look at it, they're getting enhanced where they can come back and bless the church. T.D. Jakes had a spiritual father. All these people had spiritual fathers, but they wrote books. Like you're talking about, you'll get money as long as God, you do what God say. But guess what? T.D. Jakes do movies. He got books. All these different people that do these different things. What is it with that mindset that you stay obedient, God will bless you, but yet you lost your church? How you gonna tell me about, like, come on now. You was obedient and lost your church. Maybe you need to write a book about that. Maybe you need to go out here and do some Zooms and charge people for that. Come on now.
You ain't lying. I got you. All right. So it's a lot there. So this is we'll end with this now. It's a lot there. Let's start at the beginning. Okay. Let's start at the beginning.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Before we end, Prophet Jerry, are you still there?
Yeah, I saw him.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
He's here, and there you go. And he just bought his book and got a Mexican conference ticket. Good job, Jerry.
Okay. Well, Prophet Jerry, I'm trying to find you on my screen so I can look at you because I want to point something out. There you are. Probably, give me a big smile, Prophet Jerry. You don't smile enough, brother. You got a dynamite smile. You got a killer smile. You smiled earlier today, and it just lit up you just lit up when you smiled it. So I'm just suggesting you need to smile more often because you make a difference with that smile.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Wait a minute now, Prophet Jay. Wait a minute now.
Smile when you say that.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Jerry.
There you go.
Thank you, Mr. Antonio.
There you go.
Adorable.
No, yeah, I was just going to say, make sure you receive it. Yes. I was going to say, make sure you receive it. Old folk in Texas say, don't nobody compliment you. They ain't got to now. They ain't got to do that. So when they do that, she just said it was adorable. It was adorable. Yes, outstanding. I'm with you. Look at him smiling out. Look at him. No, that's good. No, Phil is absolutely right. He's absolutely right. Let me first say, before I address Samuel and his heathenness that he got going on, that I am well pleased. I'm well pleased at all of you and all your growth. I'm well pleased to be your leader. Leaders like you are very selective of who you have in your life, especially in any position of leadership in your life. So I do not take that lightly. And all of you being black sheeps, you are crazy anyway. And so you have that BS radar that's at 100 at all times. You know, all y'all can smell BS. Look at Jay with a G. His face is like, you sure right. Y'all BS radars work all the time. You understand? Yeah. You could smell a comment a mile away, let me tell you. You sure can. So I just wanted to say thank you, honestly, for all of that. Which leads me back to Samuel. Obedience has nothing to do with money. Being in harmony with the laws of success is where money comes from, okay? But money itself doesn't exist. In order to say obedience comes from money, in order to say, when people say things like, you know, if you be obedient, God will give you the money, Steve, they're acting as if there was a United States or a Bank of England in 400 BC, right? You know, when these things were written. there were no treasury notes when people were, we're not thinking, you know, where we're taking something written in 5th century BC and then immediately going to 21st century application. And that's not what that was about. That's just not how you interpret something from 5th century BC. Know that no matter what your religious texts are and how sacred they are, and all of them are sacred, and I respect all of them, they weren't talking to Jacqueline. Do you understand? They weren't talking to Vanessa. They weren't talking to Antonio. They were talking to the people that they were talking to in the 5th century or the 2nd century or whatever that is. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the first thing we need, it's called hermeneutics is what I'm talking about. The first thing we need to do in respect real quick, yes, she wants to say something.
I just wanted you to repeat for me. Did you say obedience does not?
Obedience has nothing to do with money. If that was difficult, let me say it again. Obedience has nothing to do with money. The most obedient, kind, devout, sacred, give your shirt off your back people on planet Earth is the people who raised y'all. If you are a baby boomer, you don't know nobody more honest than your parents. Don't fool me now. That whole dang on generation. If you 50, the people who raised you did exactly who
Yes.
Who is more? Let me just talk to black people. Yeah, let me just talk to black people just for a second, y'all. Who more obedient than a slave?
Come on, Antonio.
Let me just. You know what I'm saying? Slaves ain't had no money. That was severe obedience. Well, let me take it out of slave. I'm gonna make everybody uncomfortable. But that's a good. Who's more obedient than a slave? The people who raised y'all. You know, my parents. You know, they. You know, not me. My generation, we crazy. The generation over there, they crazy too. But y'all had some common sense. Back in the day, y'all shook hands, and ain't nobody lie about that. Am I lying, Vanessa? You know, you shook hands. That's what it meant. Ain't we need no contracts? Somebody said they was gonna do this for Jerome. That's what was gonna happen. Jerome still act like that right now. Jerome said, "I'm gonna pay for the funeral." That's what Jerome gonna do. I'm gonna pay for the funeral. Ain't no sense in arguing. So obedience, that didn't translate to money, because the most obedient and just nicest people on planet Earth raised y'all, and they ran them into the ground. And you know I'm not lying. Come on, these people clean your mama and daddy and grandpa clean toilets so you can go to public school. Well, what's more obedient than that? Money doesn't transfer. Obedience isn't transferring money. See, here's the problem with the reason why millennials, the reason why we act the way we act, which isn't bad at all, y'all just let the media tell you that. The reason why we don't have the money problems that y'all have, but we got money problems. We got money problems because the government fixes it that way. They make sure we don't get no jobs. You understand? They make sure we get student loans. They ain't do that to y'all. They do that to us. There's millennials out there with student loans. You understand? They did that to us. But we looked at what they did to our grandmother. And I'm not going down like that. You understand what I'm saying? So we don't buy houses till we 50. Because we watch what they did to y'all. Do you understand what I'm saying? Obedient money. Here's what happened to my generation. I said out loud once before, but it never recorded. But I'll tell it to y'all now. I don't know what this is. I'm going to just tell you the problem. We watched my people, I'm talking from a black perspective, go fight for equal rights. That ain't do y'all nothing. Jerome, whole generation went out there and fought for equal rights. Y'all forgot to fight for money. And all they did was legislate you with those equal rights right out the money. And now we paying for it. This is why millennials act the way we act. You understand what I'm saying? Because you went and fought for something. And even if you take it out of black perspective, still, y'all went out there and fought for Social Security and unions. You unionized. They ain't got nothing to do with money. They took your Social Security, your 401k doesn't mean anything, and they promise you a forever retirement, and you find out it lasts for 13 years. Your obedience, don't let nobody tell you be obedient. I'm not telling you to have anarchy or follow rules or don't follow rules. What I'm telling you is laws of success. That's where money comes from. And it's not money you should be after. It is resources. Because what you going to do with the money? Buy resources. Mm-hmm. Right? you're gonna get the money and then trade the money for resources. You can't eat money. You eat macaroni and cheese, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is your diet is, you understand? You got it. So in conclusion here, people who don't understand how to get money will always tell you not to go get it or wait on the Lord to go get it. So you have to be, and there's something I say, and I have said this record line, and I'm not sure where I got it from, if I just said it by accident one day, but I'll tell you too. I've never been told I'm doing too much by anyone who makes more money than me. I've never been told I'm doing too much by anyone who makes more money than me. If you make more money than me, I've never been told slow down, wait on the Lord. I've never been told you're doing too much. if you make more money than me. The only people who talk to me like that are people who make less money than me. Yosemite, I just heard this reason recently. There you go. They see God talking to you. Wait a minute. Powerful. What are you fighting for? Think about this for a second. When someone makes more money than you, I'm saying, I'm on the phone with Kathy yesterday. Kathy, let's get it. Hey, what you doing? I'm not saying slow down, wait on the Lord. I'm saying, what's your plan? Come on now. Come on. Think about that, y'all. So be careful. When someone gives you money advice and they know what's best for you, run. Poor people always know what's best for people. Rich people want what's best for people. There is a difference. This is an exam. I sat back. It was on my list right here, Phil and Susan class. It was on my list. And I'm going to show it to you right here. I was just going down my meeting notes. Right here. It's a little small. You can't see it. But right here it says, date and time for Phil and Susan Saturday class. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's right here. Boom. It's right here. And I was going to tell Jerry, this came from one of y'all meetings. No referral system for the writing system, but you won't lose any money, right? I'm just going to tell you that. But I ain't got to it. You know what I'm saying? Essentially, I want what's best for Phil and Susan. After receiving the data, Saturday wasn't what was best. See what it is. If I knew what was best for them, that probably would have went differently. You get what I'm saying? When you want what's best for somebody, you got no ego. It's whatever comes. You decide there. Those people decide. And then, right, you move forward and you go whichever way you want to go. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I've said this before, but first-rate people or highly aware people like to be around highly aware people because they know the same spirit that's in you is the same spirit that's in me. What I do to you, I do to me. People who aren't as aware like to be around third-rate people because they go, you know, I'm not as bad as they are. And they feel very uncomfortable being around first-rate people. And remember, money won't buy everything. But what it won't buy, it'll rent.
And I'm trying to rent everything. You understand? I'm trying to rent everything. There you go. So let's end this here. We got class today, right? Yes. Our next class is at 12 Central. I still don't know what I'm teaching yet. It's going to be great, whatever it is. The problem is, what's worse than procrastination is having too many options. The problem is so many different things have happened and so many different money things have happened. I don't know if I want to tell you about stocks. I don't know what to tell you. I probably should talk about Bitcoin. Okay, I might. Does anyone have an interest in learning blocks? Okay, I didn't get to finish the sentence. All right. Blockchain is cryptocurrency. I'm sorry, that's what you understand it as. Cryptocurrency. That's a bunch of yeses. Wow.
I do.
I've got our software set up to take Bitcoin payments. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've been working on Bitcoin and Bitcoin is one of them. Mm-hmm. Cryptocurrency. I've been working on that for 5 years, right? Yeah, for 5 years. It took me. I had just started the research on. You still got that research for me? Because I'm gonna need it today. On your old computer. I probably got it. I've been looking at blockchain for 5 years because it's the future. So I guess I'll do that. Are you into Forex? I am, but not the MLM though. Ashley, mm-hmm. First off, I typically just stay away from MLMs. If I don't own it, I don't do it. To be honest with you. Two, foreign exchange is simply a all liquid market, 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can do that without having their software. Because they're selling the software, they're not selling foreign exchange. Can't do that. Update on Michael Tate is his ribs are healing. He had broken ribs, but he is back to work. He had a class with Law and Monica yesterday. Okay. Yeah.
Don't make Law up a name. Monica.
I know. I was going to say Jaja. Okay. Yeah. Law and Jaja.
That's
yesterday.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Can y'all tell us about the class real quick? What did y'all like? What happened? Was there anything?
It was great.
Know what's coming.
Yeah, it was great. He was very, he's very clear and concise with every step. He'll take you step by step. He has a presentation. He shares his screen and literally starts from the beginning, from scratch, as if, you know, you don't know too much. And he opens it up for questions. It's more of a engaging type of conversation. So it wasn't just him teaching and Law and I just sitting back. He was asking questions. And it's great information. I mean, some of that stuff I was not even aware of. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Of course, Law and Monica are people who pay for the 5,000. That means that they're learning how to do it themselves. Okay, that's why I started with these two first. Okay, learn how to do it themselves. Law, did you want to add in some input there?
Yes, definitely an awesome class thus far. And I like being treated as a dummy, you know. Qualify me first and then, you know, process me. There you go. You know, so it's great in that aspect where you're learning about everything from the start of it, which was great. And like Monica was saying, I learned some things that I didn't even know about credit, as well as it also confirmed some things that I taught myself from being 18 and managing my own credit outside of what I've learned from my parents, which is most not to do. And it just confirmed those light bulbs. So I'm excited for this journey. And anyone else, come on.
Absolutely. Now, before I let Phil go, if you have paid, I got him reaching out to you first. All right? That just common sense. Okay? I got him reaching out to the paid people first. If you have not, he will get with you. But him having this accident, breaking his ribs, he broke like 6 ribs.
Wow.
And that's a breathing thing, right? Yeah, that's a breathing thing. So he couldn't. You know, that's a bit. If you never had real problems, then you wouldn't get that. But that's what the holdup was. And you got to sit up and teach, and you need ribs for that too. You know? Okay, so you need ribs for all this stuff here. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, you made me think of why I quit doing cocaine, because it wouldn't let me breathe. And I said, breathing's one of my five.
Yeah.
Breathing's one of my 5 favorite things. This stuff doesn't help me breathe. I can't be doing messing with this stuff. So it made me think of that. But.
That was before me.
That was the good day.
I love it, yeah. Susan.
Yeah, after I met Susan, I didn't need that stuff. She was my high.
She took his breath away. She took his breath away.
Yeah, that was a good play. Okay, number one, we know that Law is an innovator. 2.5% of the innovator, early adapters, early minority. Well, Law and Monica are definitely innovators. And then I just looked at the book. We're going to be covering the first part of the book, the introduction. So for you students, you don't even have to read the first chapter. We're just going to cover the introduction on Tuesday at 6:30 our time, 5:30 your time.
There you go. Introduction. So we will all have it read. Now, for sure, we will have it read. So when everybody else can't talk, we can keep the conversation going. All right. There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff. Introduction it is. Law?
Yeah, I just wanted to add one thing. For someone that actually broke their ribs, I would say he was in still great spirits. Let me tell you, high energy as well, which is amazing.
Yeah, no doubt. He's solid. So people have, now this doesn't mean, I'm not treating you like, hey, if you didn't pay, you're going to get less. And I'm saying, since he was out, I want to assure people, right, that you're okay, right? So if you paid, I would, hey, hurry up and talk to these people real quick, you know, it's like that. And then he is going to the rest of the stuff. He is a fantastic guy, fantastic gentleman. Now, those who paid $2,500, this is the ATS Six Figure Club. If you're not familiar with it, it is me guaranteeing you get 6 figures in funding. costs $5,000 to $2,500 if you want to learn how to do it, $2,500 if you desire just to get it done. So if it's $2,500, you'll just be getting calls about your situation and stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Things like that, right? Consultation, so to speak, what's happening, updates on what's going on with you. But everybody's work is ongoing and being done, though. He didn't stop working. He stopped talking, if that makes sense. You know, his wife is doing his finger and stuff, you know, all the stuff like that. Cool. Last thing here, don't let broke people tell you to be broke. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in a few hours. Y'all got stuff
love you.
Here. Love you more. Grace, I need 3 of those boxes before you start making calls.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Love you, fam.
Y'all have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there. And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B.
be. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.